Welcome back to Media Planning and Buying, Chapter 10, Media Plan Evaluation. But before that, let's get to know me a little better. Hello everyone, once again, I am Tarun Makhija. I am the co-founder and CEO of Big Mount Digital and Media. I'm an IT engineer turned digital marketer. I am somebody who loves to work out in the gym, can go to Mars for food and travel new places and explore and keep meeting new people. I'm a lecturer, speaker, and believer of spreading positive vibes and a smile wherever I go. My aim in life is to spread a smile through whichever medium possible, in person or through my social media, and train as many individuals as possible. Last but not the least, I'm also the host of the podcast Be Limitless with Tarun Makhija and the Instagram live show Tarun K Saath. Coming back to media plan evaluation, what are the objectives of this chapter? After this chapter, you will be able to understand the basics of media plan evaluation, the necessity of media plan evaluation, and how to check the effectiveness of a media plan. Introduction. A media plan is a written document that summarizes the recommended objectives, strategies, and tactics pertinent to the placement of a company's advertising messages. While evaluating any media plan, the first step is to keep in mind the business objectives and the media strategy in mind. Media strategy is the action plan of broadcast, print, or online work. Once it is set, the media goals the company needs to reach over the next 3 to 5 years can be worked upon. Overall, what we are trying to do over here is understand how a media plan is being evaluated and how are we actually following our business objectives and the media strategy which was set earlier. Media strategies and objectives are the core of evaluating any particular media plan. That is exactly what we'll be learning in this chapter. Media planning is the process of identifying and selecting media outlets, mainly newspapers, magazines, websites, TV, radio, and outdoor placements in which to place paid advertisements. Any medium wherein you're trying to place a paid ad through your brand, for your brand, to reach out to the right target audiences. The person responsible for evaluating the many media options and strategizing campaigns to support a particular product, service, or brand is called a media planner. You, as a media planner, need to understand that you have to evaluate every option of media and strategize the entire campaign to support the brand and its product and a service. Media planners are typically hired and employed by advertising agencies, wherein they play a very important role in the entire media planning and buying process. A media planner's job is to develop a coordinated plan for a particular client's advertising budget. They decide where, when, and how often to feature a specific ad. The more the planner can optimize, meaning stretch, a client's budget to reach the largest number of people, the better his or her odds of seeing the results. The minimum the budget and the maximum the output is what a good media planner can do and achieve within years of experience. The whole purpose of advertising is to make potential customers aware of a company's products or services and finally to persuade them to eventually purchase the product. The advertising in any brand is done to make sure that the customer are aware about that product or that service that a company is providing. Eventually, the end goal is to sell the product. Media plan evaluation. Determine what will you evaluate. The strategic objective, what was it and are you heading towards that, or did you get there even closer to it or not? Communication initiative for behavior change. Communication initiative for policy change. Repositioning effort, organization over here decides to change or focus or add a major program. Brand awareness, how key audiences perceive your organization. Tactical objectives, message dissemination, how well are your messages spread by the media or adopted is the key. Media relations. Quality of communication exchanges with your audience, audience's satisfaction with direct communication, print, video, online, and new media communication. Understand what you need to evaluate. Determine what you need to evaluate and what will you evaluate. Either it's the repositioning of the entire communication message. Is it the change of the communication message? Is it disseminating in the right way? Is it getting spread in the right fashion that you want it to? Is the quality of communication getting better with what you wanted and where you wanted it to reach? Is your audience satisfied with their communication methods? Which kind of media communications are proving the best for you? Second is determine your goals. Determine what is your policy goal or your behavioral goal. You need to understand that is your goal reaching towards that goal that you set in the first place, or you are not over there. Next is state your objective. Your objective is the subset of your goal. So enhancing the brand value may be the goal of 5 years, but your objective has to be set from day one. It could be divided into 2 objectives or maybe 3 objectives at times. Your goal can be a bigger goal and a bigger vision, which can be broken down into certain objectives on quarterly basis or monthly basis. Are you reaching over there? After the evaluation, are you able to understand that you're reaching over there or not? Identify your audience. Identify whether the audience that you got in the campaign or your media plan is the audience that you were trying to target or no. If not, then reevaluate your plan and reestablish your audience. Establish the baseline. Audience knowledge and attitudes toward communication objectives. How much is the audience aware about the product and what kind of attitude they have towards your communication objectives? Common misconceptions and misinformation about communication objectives. Audience values that directly after the communication objective, and it affects the communication objective. What values are affecting them? You need to evaluate that as well. What is the audience reacting to and getting affected by through your communication objectives? An analysis of organizations, issues, or messages that could compete for audience and media attention. Understanding where you can get the maximum media attention and your audience's attention as a whole. Analysis of how communication objective has been presented or framed in traditional or social media. You need to understand if your communication objectives are being conveying the message that you presented or framed in a way that you wanted it to be. Pose certain evaluation questions. Have I tested the message? What is the audience's initial response? Whether the message is suited for communication channel? Do we need to change the target audience? If all these 4 points are not properly aligned, you will not be able to move forward. You need to understand if your message has been tested on a specific set of audience or no. If not, test it. What is the audience's initial response to your communication? Is it positive, negative, they're accepting, receptive towards it or not? Whether the message you're giving away suited for the communication channel or not? Or do we need to change the target audience or not? Next is draft measurement. Develop meaningful milestones for your own self so that you can track the growth and evaluate it according to the milestones that you have set for that particular brand or that particular plan. Create measurement both qualitative and quantitative. How good is the quality of your audience, receptions, awareness, and if sales, and the quantity of your audience. How much is the media affecting the audience? Which medias are affecting them the best? Which media is getting the best quality? Which media is getting the best quantity as well? Collect all the data that supports the measurements. Data which supports the measurements will help you evaluate your media plan even better. Select the evaluation techniques. Whether you will be evaluating through an interview, through a focus group, through surveys, or through Google Forms, where and how are you evaluating your audience? Make sure that you have a set technique in place beforehand itself. Estimate the budget, the cost of your evaluation technique, time investment in the same, design, product, and media cost as a whole. Understanding this will help you estimate the budget of evaluation as well, so that you can understand that and plan your other activities accordingly. Media plan, what to measure? Media spending usually accounts for 70 to 80% or more of the budget. For typical advertising campaigns, the effectiveness of media plans, also known as cost efficiency, is of primary importance. The more effective your cost is, the better your campaign is. The lesser the cost, the better the output, always, is the media planner's dream. Lesser the cost, better the output. As a result, media planners often make measures of the effectiveness of a media plan as an integral part of the media plan. The whole gamut of measurement in a media plan evolves around the kind of effectiveness your media plan generated. How effective was it? Did it generate the objective that you wanted to, or did it not? It is very important to identify what measures are most relevant to the effectiveness of a media planning and buying or value of each rupee spent. Yes, that's exactly what my friend, your client will ask you. Value for each rupee spent in the campaign. And you will have to justify the entire value as much as you can through your media plan. And that defines how effectively successful your media plan was. Media, because of the complex nature of the media effects, the effectiveness of media planning should be measured with multiple indicators. All media strategists would keep a tab on numerous parameters to ensure the client's money is working hard and getting the results that you expected or promised to the client. These parameters would change as per the situation or the platform. Again, everything comes into play, right? From your clicks, to your money spent, to your CPM, to your viewpoints, to your cost per evaluation, everything. Evaluating your cost, getting what you wanted to in the desired cost, everything comes into play. As a media strategist, you have to keep a tab on what is being spent and what is the output being generated. The impressions, the reach, the frequency, everything. Whatever we have learned till now comes over here to in evaluation. What all to measure? Customer needs. Analyzing the customer's changing expectations in the first task is the primary task. It's important to target non-consumers to increase your consumer base, but also with that, keep analyzing what new is your customer looking for, because the customer needs are ever evolving and ever changing. Vehicle exposure. If the measured level of exposure is near or exceeds the planned reach and frequency, then the media plan is considered to be effective. Simple. If your measured level of exposure is exceeding and is better than what you planned for the brand, you are a successful media planner and your media plan is considered to be effective and successful. Target audience. The measured results of brand awareness, comprehension, conviction, and action are often a function of both advertising, creative, and media planning. Even effective media planning may not generate anticipative, cognitive, effective, and cognitive responses if the ads are poorly created and not appealing to the target audience. Imagine an ad which was designed for kids is being shown to adults. It will not be effective, right? Your creative and your strategy with respect to your target audience has to be bang on target and perfect. On the other hand, ineffective media planning may be disguised when the ads are highly creative and brilliant. This is exactly what happens. If your ads are brilliant and very creative and they hit the chord with the customer, your media plan will be considered brilliant already because you created and developed a change which nobody else could. Content. Content is the king and will always remain the king. Once you know what the customers and potential customers want from the brand, you can finally design the content which will appeal to them and which will appeal to them to check it out, check your brand out, and finally buy it from them. Analyzing the content doesn't mean an only copy of the advertisement, but also the content of the vehicle. Just the copy of the advertisement is not sufficient. You need to understand the content of the vehicle and which vehicle are you advertising on so that you produce content accordingly. If the content of the vehicle is matching with the brand's personality, that only the media plan is going to be successful. Only then your media plan be successful if your vehicle matches with the content and the brand's personality. Your vehicle cannot be something which doesn't go well with the brand's personality. You cannot advertise a brand on a particular medium wherein it doesn't really suit the brand's personality. Thus, content plays a pivotal role as well. Branding. Every brand has to decide whom to cater to. A brand has to find the right spot in the marketplace and stick to it. People deviate from that spot. You need to stick to that spot and market and hit the same message over and over again within your customers. The evaluator has to ask the questions whether the media plan is able to portray the desired brand image or not. If not, reevaluate your plan, make some changes, and execute it again. Brand followers. The brand following and the social media should be reviewed to see if it will meet your future needs or no. You need to check that the plan is delivering the right numbers or not and the right kind of followers or not. If random people follow you, it's of no use for the brand. If the right kind of people follow you, it is of 100% use to the brand. If you have lesser followers but the right followers, that's better compared to a large number of followers in which a lot of them are not relevant to the brand. Revenue. Revenue goals should be set as a way to determine if a planner is ultimately successful in the media strategy or not. Yes, everything boils down to the revenue. What did you generate out of your media plan for the client? That is exactly what will determine if your plan was successful or not. Competition. Share of voice over here is very important. Versus your competition, you need to have a considerable share of voice in your target market. While evaluation of the media, one cannot ignore the competitors. You cannot ignore the competitors. You need to beat them and you need to be better than them. And you need to reach out to your TG better than your competitors. The overall graph over here shows observation, surveys, feedbacks, and tracking. It's a cycle which keeps on going. If you keep observing, keep doing more surveys, keep taking customer feedback, and keep tracking the entire system over and over again. Observation. In the physical world, media buyers can use observation to collect audience reaction, information at the points of purchase or during marketing events. If they saw your ad, how did they react? If they're purchasing your product, how are they reacting? If they're purchasing your product and they're already done with their product, how are they reacting to it afterwards? What are the kind of reviews they're giving it on social media or on Google? How are they perceiving the product after they bought it as well? Surveys. You can conduct a lot of surveys amongst a sample size of the audience, of your target audience in different periods and intervals of your media campaign. Like for example, in the beginning, in the middle, in the end, or random surveys in the middle as well. This will exactly give you how effective your media plan is working out on in the right kind of target audience that you're trying to reach. Tracking. To track the effectiveness of online ads, the logs of the visits and action are very, very useful because the buyers can use them to estimate the actual interaction of the audience members with the interactive media. And also, you can also retarget the same visitors through their backend of systems of online ads so that you can further track them and show them the ad again and again, which is going to give you a better effectiveness of your online media campaigns. Feedback. Feedback is where the fortune lies. Feedback can be collected to measure that media and the ad exposure of the target audience. Feedback devices such as reply cards, toll-free numbers, coupons, and web addresses can be made to estimate the impact of advertising on a particular media. Different ways to capture the feedback, either on a phone call, either on a survey form, coupon codes, web addresses, you need to get the feedback of the consumer anyhow, so that you know how effective your media plan was and the evaluation becomes even more helpful for you to plan the next campaign or the next plan in place. Primarily, evaluating would depend upon numbers such as reach, frequency, GRPs, BDI, and CDI, and scheduling concepts like continuity, flight, and pulse scheduling. But finally, evaluating the effectiveness of a media plan through surveys, feedback, devices, tracking, and observation, and checking whether the plan is able to deliver desired numbers or not. That's where the actual evaluation comes. If your media plan is not able to deliver the actual numbers, then you are not going to be claiming it to be a successful media plan. If you promised X, try to deliver X plus 1 in your numbers through your evaluation, which is going to make your media plan even more successful and effective. Social media plan evaluation. Social media marketing plan means nothing if it is not aligned with your marketing goals. Measuring the effectiveness of social media marketing plan not only gives ROI on social media, but a much more effective plan as a whole. If you cannot measure the social media marketing plan, it will not be helpful for you or the media plan. You need to measure how effective was your social media campaign. Did it get you what you wanted? Did it get you ROI? Did it get you awareness? Did it get you the reach? What was your objective? Now, this entire funnel in the social media measurement shows 5 categories of social media measurement. Number 1 is exposure. How many views, how many followers, how many subscribers, how many brand mentions or visits did your brand get? Number 2 is influence. How many people are sharing your content? How many influencers are reporting and showing you the content that you want to create and you created for the brand? How many people are getting influenced by the sentiments that you're trying to reach to? 3 is engagement, which is anything which is clicks, retweets, share, replies, DMs, posts, comments. Any way and how your customers are engaging with your ads. 4 is action or conversion. Content downloads, webinar attendees, lead generation forms, pitches or proposals, which will finally lead to revenue for the brand, which is online sales, phone sales, in-person sales, and whatever you want to achieve in terms of the final outcome. This basically in turn gives you a retention of the businesses and keep repeating the entire process in which you're trying to expose your customers, influence them, engage them with the brand, and asking them to take an action. And finally, resulting into sales. For a quick review, business managers would like to check 3 important parameters: brand awareness, brand familiarity, and the purchase intent. Some more key factors in social media plan evaluation are lead generation. Lead generation. It is the most important way to measure your CTR. From social media campaigns and tracking the conversions generated by social media, Google Analytics will show the source of web traffic to any page on your website. It is able to tell you how much traffic is coming from which kind of source, for example, through Facebook, through Instagram, through LinkedIn, or through different websites, through which you can measure the effectiveness of individual tweets or posts, same way as Google AdWords tracks the click-through rates. This in turn helps you understand how many leads are getting generated through which social media platform, and in this way, you can measure the effectiveness of a specific platform, specific campaign, and even specific posts. You can understand what is the ROI of a specific post. Is that getting you more followers, more engagement, more likes, more shares, more comments, or leads at the end of the day, which is all the marketers and the client's main requirement. Getting more leads and then target them and upsell the product to them. Next is brand awareness. Brand awareness is often measured by the size of audience and how many eyeballs did the brand reach up to. Did you reach up to X number of eyeballs? Amazing, because awareness is more the number of people, the more the awareness. With the help of technology, tracking numbers is an easy task, but please do not interpret that number of appearances is equal to awareness. It basically means that your awareness cannot be just somebody seeing the ad. Awareness means they should be aware about your product and what you're trying to do as a brand, or educate the customer with your communication message. Brand familiarity. Brand familiarity measures the degree to which advertising increases the percentage of consumers who say that they know about the brand. How much are they familiar about the brand? What do they know about the brand? This is measured on a scale ranging from very familiar, somewhat not very, or not at all familiar. You, as a media planner, have to make sure that your brand familiarity is always very familiar amongst your target audience. That is where your plan is actually going to get successful. The purchase intent. The purchase intent is the stage of the purchase funnel mostly closely associated with a consumer's likelihood to take action. How much the customer wants to buy a product. What is the intention of the customer and which stage is your product at that the funnel will actually result in buying. You need to know out of the entire purchase funnel, where exactly is your buyer at currently. The consumer is asked to indicate how likely he or she is to purchase the brand or recommend it to somebody else. Purchase intent is the most common advertising objective for brands. You need to keep increasing the buyer's intent to purchase your product. And that is exactly how you will make a successful social media plan as well and evaluate that the purchase intent is increasing day by day, month after month, week after week. Customer engagement. Social media can play a vital role in engaging customers by keeping them informed and hooked on to the updates that you keep on sending them on a regular basis. Customers join communities on Facebook and reaching out to them on social media channels where they're active is the easiest way to engage with them, getting to know them, solving their issues, solving their problems, understanding them, and evaluating them as a whole. A good evaluation system should be able to aggregate and monitor all those listening streams from multiple social platforms in one place. A social listening tool over here will be very helpful for you to understand how are your consumer engaging with the brand, what are they doing, where are they mentioning the brand, are they sending you a DM, are they clicking on your ad, are they commenting somewhere, what are they trying to do and how are they engaging with you. All of this in a social listening tool can be shown to you in one place, which makes your evaluation much more easier. Which brings us to the summary of the chapter. Evaluating any media plan, the first step is to keep business objectives and a media strategy in mind. Evaluation and measurement of media plan can be done in a number of ways. Social media plan evaluation also involves a lot many tools for better results. Media evaluation helps in using the media budget in a right and planned way. With that, we complete the entire media planning and buying. We hope you liked and enjoyed the entire lecture and the entire series of media planning and buying. Until next time, signing off, Tarun Makhija. If you want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me on LinkedIn. I am at TarunMakhija01 on LinkedIn as well as Instagram. Let's stay connected. All the best. Take care. Stay safe. Signing off.